Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello! Woo! Woo! Oh, woo! That's a loud. Wow, that's a little too loud. Woo-hoo! Annie, did I break one of your eardrums?
A little bit. It's okay.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll come back.
Hot dog. Okay, hello, and welcome to Question Reality, the Question Reality radio show. And I am Priscilla Leona. I'm producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. And for 10 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment career advice. And this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality about pursuing a career in show business. And the guests on our show include Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, screenwriters, script supervisors, stunt people, and we throw an entertainment attorney in December. And all of our guests have been selected because they are at different stages of their careers, from novice to obvious professional. So that means that no matter what level that you are in your career, you'll get tips, advice, and resource information to help you elevate your career to the next level. Now, if you missed any of our shows and need information about a specific entertainment career, here is how to find us and download our shows. Number one, go to the archive page on the latalkradio.com website and search for our show title, which is Question Reality. And number two, go to iTunes, the Google Play Store, and Stitcher.com under the podcast section. And then number three, we have a free mobile app. On what is it, Albert? App Store and the Google Play and the App Store. Now we're going to have people tuning in, and I have to say hi to them. They're saying hi to you guys. Kathy Holbertson is watching and waving. Can you guys give a little shout out to
Kathy?
Hey,
Kathy.
Yes,
I'm looking at all the cameras.
Yeah. Look at all of them. Yes. We got them all going here. Bam.
We were supposed to be live.
Yeah.
So now we are live.
Yeah.
Our phone.
Yes, yes. We normally do Facebook Live for the show, but there was a rainstorm catastrophe.
A leak,
yeah, and it took out all of the wiring. So we are individually doing Facebook Live. Nikki Nicole says hello. That's my cousin. Hey, Nikki. Say hi to my cousin Nikki.
Hi, cousin Nikki.
She's so beautiful. Kathy Holbertson says hi, guys. Okay. Now, when you download the free LA Talk Radio mobile app, you have to explore the other shows because we have a bunch of really super fun hosts and they are discussing exciting, informative topics. There is something for everyone on LA Talk Radio. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with sage career advice, we are currently booking for 2019. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com. Not latalkradio.com. That is where we air the show. QuestionRealityRadioShow.com is where you want to go to check out the 2019 guest schedule, and it's where you go to submit for guest interview consideration. So just click the contact link. We are finally done with that intro. Check. Done. Moving on. Okay. So I am so excited to have these two little cutesters today. They are so precious and adorable. I met them through my friend Mary Lou Belli. As you know, she's been Mary Lou Belli.
Love you.
Yes, love you, Mary Lou. Peter, can you get a little closer to Annie?
Yes.
I just want you both in the shot.
I love to be close to
Annie. Who doesn't love to be close to Andy? Andy. I just call you Annie.
You did.
Annie. I met them through Mary Lou Belli. She's been on the show, as you know, many times. She is a multi-award-winning director. She directs for...
Mary Lou, not me.
Mary Lou Belli. Yeah, Mary Lou Belli. That's how I met Annie and Peter. Mary Lou Belli is a two-time Emmy-winning director who's been on the show many times helping people, and she'll be on again. So... hopefully this year. Peter Arpacella, this gorgeous man in the blue. I don't know what color blue that is, but it's
this
gorgeous.
This is my favorite color. I
what
think
is that color? Now, Annie
turquoise.
Should know this color. What is that? Because she's an artist.
It's blue.
It's blue. Okay.
I would say turquoise.
Turquoise. I think it's a turquoise. Peter Arpacella is an award-winning actor, writer, and author. And Annie Wood is an award-winning playwright, actress, novelist, and visual artist. Albert, there you go.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. He's a little, Albert's taking a little nap. He's looking at the rainbow outside.
There's a rainbow. There's a beautiful rainbow out there.
It is.
We'll
it's
post
so
a
beautiful.
Photo later.
Yes.
We are. And I want you to go to check out Peter's website. It's peterarpacella.com, and that's spelled ARPESELLA.com. He's also on IMDb.com and Facebook as Peter Arpacella Author and Twitter at Peter Arp. So make sure you jot that down and check him out and friend him and like him and... give them little thumbs up, give them fingers and thumbs and whatever else you do on these social media sites. Annie, thank you so much.
You,
oh my gosh, we get these, oh my Lord, these special effects. Albert takes great pride. It's like it's one little job
You're
over
very
there.
Very good
he
at
loves
it.
Loves to press the button. Annie's website is anniewood.com. You can also find her at goodvibesbyanniewood.etsy.com and sachiart.com/Annie Wood. At Twitter at Annie Wood. Facebook, welcome to Annie Wood. I'm not done yet. Hold on a minute. She's got like 101 websites over here.
But you can find all the links at anniewood.com.
Yes, also
just not Annie Wood.
The
Instagram
couldn't be contained.
Annie Wood World and on IMD.com. Justin Thomas, thank you for watching. I'm going to wave to you. Say hi to Justin Thomas.
Hi, Justin Thomas.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Oh my gosh, we got Dina Berkovich waving over here.
Dina,
my God, we've got
so good to
lots
see
of
you.
Fans coming up for the couple. Now, Annie and Peter, am I correct in that you two are a couple? You are married or
we are married.
That's official. It's going to be 10 years on September 9th.
Oh my gosh. Congratulations.
Thank you. We eloped on a sailboat on 999.
What?
Yes. It was very fun and exciting.
And
in
our
fact,
first date was on 888.
What?
And
yes.
When we...
just to keep it simple.
It just kind of happened that way. And when we eloped on 999, our acting teacher, who unfortunately just passed away, Sam Christensen, was our...
minister.
Or whatever. Is that what you would call it?
Non-denominational.
He was our person. He married us.
Yes.
And I think maybe we were the last people he married.
Yeah.
He said
was supposed to stop doing this, but he had a reading with a psychic who told him that he had to do one more very important union. The following day we called him and he said, guys, I think this is you.
This
is that
it.
Wild? Yeah. I love that story.
You're the last hurrah. Now let's just talk about brief bio on Peter Arpasola. Now, these two are so accredited, and they have so many things that this is only like a drop in the bucket. But let's just start it. Peter Arpasola is an award-winning actor, writer, author. He's currently in season 2 of Shut-Eye on Hulu.
Yes.
He completed filming the Fox pilot Culture Clash and the feature film Ford versus Ferrari, which is a working title, with the sexy Christian Bale and Matt Damon, two of my faves. And it opens in theaters worldwide in June of this year.
Yes.
And some of his past credits include Live by Night with Ben Affleck and Chris Messina, and the box office hit Think Like a Man with Gabrielle Union, who I love, and Jerry Ferrara. And I have not seen that yet, and I have been wanting to see that. That's on my list.
No.
And Peter co-stars in Kara, yes. A Star Wars film, which went viral on Vimeo and YouTube, and recurs in the comedy Karma's a Bitch with over 1.5 million views, now available on Seed and Spark.
Nope, not on Seed and Spark.
Not anymore.
No, nope.
Okay.
It's going to be on Amazon.
All right.
Yeah.
Coming soon on Amazon Direct.
Okay.
Amazon Prime.
All right, that's what we had. So
yeah, because it used to be,
but
not anymore.
Now, Peter is an award-winning writer, Run With Me, which had the Grand Jury Prize New York International Film Festival Screenplay Competition, and New Eyes, which got honorable mention at the Headline International Film Festival.
Yeah.
And as an author, Peter Arpasola has a novel available on Amazon called Good Like This.
That is true.
A novel.
Yes.
We love that. So, you're an award-winning actor, Into the Silent Sea, Best Actor at the Route 66 Film Festival,
yes.
Distinctive Achievement Award, Wild Rose Independent Film Festival, and the list keeps going and going, but it would be like a five-hour show, so we cut it down a little bit. So let's talk currently in season 2 of Shut-Eye on Hulu. First, tell us about the show. What's the show about?
The show is, it's a beautiful idea. It's a gypsy family, and the lead guy, or one of the top guys of the family, is supposedly in contact with the other dimension. And so while they pull all these tricks on a lot of people, he realizes that he probably is gifted. And so he walks this very fine line of, what should I do? Should I use this gift to do good, or should I do this in continuing my gypsy tradition? The lead actor is Jeffrey Donovan. And Isabella Rossellini is part of the cast. And it's a very wonderful group of people telling this incredible story.
I was super into this show. I was binging it before he got the part.
Yes.
And so when he got the part, I'm like, wait a minute, that's Shut-Eye. That's a great show.
Yeah.
I keep telling everyone to watch it.
And
it's really good.
It was voiced to have been picked up for a third season, but now we know that it's not going to be. But the two seasons are there.
Yeah, yes. You can binge those.
Yes, yes.
And I highly recommend you all do.
Yes,
now, it's on Hulu, will it go eventually to Netflix, or does it just stay
it
on
stays
Hulu?
On Hulu.
It stays on Hulu. Okay. And you completed filming on the Fox pilot Culture Clash. Now, I love that title. That is a band title if I ever heard one. What is it about? And tell us about your character.
Well, it's about what you expect it to be from the title, and is different cultures clashing and finding what they have in common and what they don't, but finding a way of, getting together and living together.
What type of cultures are we talking about?
There are some, obviously, Americans and people coming in from India. And different kinds.
Just a whole bunch of different cultures.
Yes.
And do they span the decades as far as age group as well?
Well, or are they Yes. The people I worked with are was a six-year-old kid, his parents, his family, and all of that. The pilot didn't get picked up, so we won't see it, but I had a blast working on it.
Wow,
and
that sounded like a show that definitely needs to be picked up in today's society, sure. Darn it. All right. So maybe it can be picked up on Netflix. They picked up one.
Yeah, well, you never know because they...
Lucifer. They picked my Lucifer show up on Netflix. Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
Now, you were in the feature film Ford versus Ferrari, again, working title, with Christian Bale. He's so intense. Like, he just vibes at 450 decibels a second.
He really does, you're working on it.
And Matt Damon. So can you tell us what the film's about? Who is your character?
Yes. So I can only say very little.
Yeah, I know.
And to tell you how little we can say is we had a Hollywood Foreign Press Day on set and nobody could talk about any detail of the movie. We could only say what I am about to say.
Okay.
The movie is based on Go Like Hell, which is a BAME best-selling book about the challenge that Ford extended to Ferrari to defeat him at the endurance car race of Le Mans in 1966. And so it's the trials and tribulations that Shelby and Ken Miles, Shelby played by Matt Damon, and Ken Miles, the pilot, the car race driver, played by Christian Bale, went through to actually pull this plan and make it happen. They tried, it didn't work, and then they tried again, and finally they managed to defeat Ferrari. It was under the amazing direction of James Mangold, Wolverine, Logan. Yes. And so it's an action movie based on the car racing of the era.
Oh, that
1960s.
Sounds exciting. Yes. Oh, I feel Steve McQueen coming out. Yes. Now, are you in scenes with Christian Bale and Matt Damon?
Yes.
And
all my work was with them because my character was basically the on the Ferrari team, the same as Matt Damon's character is for the Ford team. Mm. So during the race, he tried to get in our way in many different ways and very successfully. So I dealt with him a lot. I dealt more at a distance with Christian because Christian plays the driver.
Yeah.
Or one of the driver or the lead driver of the Ford team. But we were like feet apart.
Yeah.
I just didn't have any direct scene with
him.
Wow. Yes.
But you could feel his energy. Oh,
he's phenomenal. He's
so
a
many
phenomenal,
people work with him and
phenomenal
say,
artist.
Such a.
Has a. He's a very internal artist.
That's
and,
what I've heard.
And mm-hmm. when he moves or speaks on camera, something very distilled comes out of him.
That's what I heard.
And it's a real, for me, it was a real gift.
Oh, yeah. It's like being given a Christmas gift. I just want to do a quick shout out. Christine Owens, thank you for the compliment of being a wonderful host with such enthusiasm. Yes, it is natural. Wild turkey does help. I do hit a shot of wild turkey once in a while, but mostly it's all me.
Thanks for not sharing.
And Christine Owen, thank you so much. And then I think this might be your friend. Do you know someone named Miriam Camarena?
No.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
maybe.
Yeah. All right, well, say hey.
Hi.
These are all new
or
fans.
Or maybe I know the person, I just don't remember the
you
name.
You just don't, and probably one of your Facebook fans. Okay, so what, Peter, did you learn about working on this film that you think might be something that actors, aspiring actors, should know?
Well, if we're talking about aspiring actors, the one thing is you don't need to do hardly anything. You just have to be yourself, which is the cliche that has been said over and over again for actors, but it's really true. It's much better to do nothing if you don't feel anything to do than to push something because you feel that you have to do something.
Right.
And what these beautiful artists and actors that we know, like Christian Bale and Matt Damon and everybody else that was in the cast there, do is exactly that. They do what is real to them.
Right.
And this is what we see and feel. And sometimes is so small, but the camera has the capacity to pick up everything.
Mm-hmm.
And when you work with good directors like James or Jim Mangold, he so often told people, just don't do that. Just don't act. Just don't do that. Let's do it again and just say the line. Just, you know, be a real human being. So that's my biggest suggestion for everyone. The irony is that we technically don't need to study acting or to have people helping us, because the best thing that we can do is just be our human self in front of a camera.
Right.
I think this is the biggest contribution to acting and the world of cinema, of reality television, because all of a sudden we had real human beings with no training,
right,
just some coaxing,
right,
carry on incredible storylines.
Yes.
And people started saying, oh, well, I'm more entertained by that,
yes,
than by someone delivering me a line with such beauty and intensity.
Peter, I cannot believe you said that, because I have made a transition into wanting to watch all reality television now. I'm obsessed with it. I have like 101 shows like to be recorded, and I'd say about 80 of them are reality television shows, because I want to see. And of course, we know what goes on. We know that they're not all legit. They feed them the storylines and stuff, because I'm a big Teen Mom fan and I'm a big 90 Day Fiance. So, you know, it's a docu-series. So they give you a little script and they're like, okay, this is what we want to happen. But they actually do it via improv, and I find that I like the reality of it.
Yeah.
And yes, people, I watch Honey Boo Boo. Shut up. Don't say a thing. I love Honey Boo Boo. Now, do you, in finalizing that, do you have any funny stories that you can tell us about your experience working on this film?
Well, yes, there was an actor who was coming from a more, let's call it, dramatic teaching or way of acting.
Method?
Let's keep everything extremely vague.
Okay.
And then, you know, the scene would happen, and the director would, you know, take time to just kind of wrangle and calm the person and say, let's just not do that.
Yes.
Let's just talk. Let's just, you know, be human beings. And
James Mangold said a lot of that throughout this movie.
And so, and that was, you know, that was inspiring for everyone, mm-hmm, because you think that you have to do, and this happens all the time, you think that you have to do.
Yeah.
When in reality you have to be.
Yeah. Yeah. You have to do more. Yeah. Now, you were in the box office comedy Think Like a Man with Gabrielle Union, one of my favorite actresses, and Jerry Farrar. And the trailer looks hysterical.
Yes.
Or looked hysterical. I don't know if it's still in theaters, but haven't seen it yet. Can you tell us about your character? Tell us what it's about, just really briefly. Who was your character? And is it still in theaters now? I have a feeling
it's a few years ago.
Oh.
And it's a beautiful story. Because
you know what? I got that confused with the one where it's a remake of the one that she can hear.
Think like a, oh, you're.
Yes. She can hear what men are saying.
What men want.
Which was done years ago by.
That's in theaters.
What men want. Yeah. So tell us.
That's a beautiful story because Annie and I were driving to go sailing. And we get she gets a text from a friend of ours who's a casting director, Jeremy Gordon,
shout out,
big shout out. wonderful casting director. And he asked, does Peter speak French? And she said yes. And he said, I have an audition for him, it's just a one line, actually it's a one word, can you put him on tape? And so she turned around, and I said, sure, let's do it. We pulled over.
Well, I said, pull over here, because he would play a realtor, and we were in a nice area with all these homes. So I said, we're going to use one of these homes. So I got out my phone, and this was a little bit before everyone now sends in auditions using their phone. This was like the beginning of that.
Yeah.
So
it wasn't that long ago.
And, now everyone.
Did some guerrilla-style filming.
With location, using somebody's home. Thank you, random person, for allowing us to use your front door, which we did, and we pretended that he was selling that.
Yeah,
that
and
home.
So this,
and that's what got him the part.
Yes,
isn't that something?
Yeah, and this is the second time that
she's
does
a creative
this. I love
genius.
To be directed
oh
by
my
Annie.
God, let me tell you.
And then that one word role became a full scene with both Gabrielle and Ferrara. Because the director asked me, well, can you improvise? And I in French, and I said sure. And then he said, can you improvise in Italian? And I said sure. And he said, let's go the Italian way. And what you see is what happened.
How many languages do you speak?
Takes.
French,
we did two
Italian,
takes, and that was the second. Yeah.
Here's the thing that people should probably know: like when you go out for these small roles, and there are no small roles, right? Only small actors. But lots of times these one-word parts or one-line parts can turn into something else.
That's right.
When I, years ago, I auditioned for, I think it was Fox TV show called Costello, starring Sue Costello, and this was the line, you are no better. That was a line. It was a bunch of South Boston, a bunch of Southies, and so that was my intense line, you are no better, and then I walked out. From that one line, the show had me come back, and I got that part. But that line turned into many more lines, and turned into not just a co-star, but a reoccurring guest star. And it didn't start out that way. So anything can happen. Now I ended up getting chickenpox and getting fired.
What?
I know, terrible. I got chickenpox as an adult, which is really bad. I don't recommend it. But then they said, if the show gets picked up, we're gonna have you back. Which of course I didn't believe, because I've been here my whole life and didn't believe that was possible. But it happened.
It happened.
Yeah. So I came back and did a bunch. So that can happen. One line, one word
can turn into much more.
Oh,
it's true. Real quick, shout out to Sharon Griffin saying hello, and Colette Nikki.
Hi, Colette.
I think this is French. Breaux from Hawaii.
Hey, hi.
Colette Nikki.
Thank you
How
for
would
tuning
you pronounce
in.
That? It's French, I think. Something like that. Well, thank you for watching them. Now, moving on. We are almost done and moving on to Annie here, but Now we're getting to the question that Albert is really interested in hearing about, being a Star Trek, Star Wars lover.
What question was that?
It is you, Peter, a co-star in Kara, a Star Wars film.
Yes.
And it went viral on Vimeo and YouTube and recurs in the comedy Carmen's a Bitch with, as we said earlier, with 1.5 million views.
Yes.
We know where. Insert where. and it was seen as Spark Now and something else. Can you tell us, Mr. Peter Arpacella, can you tell us what is that show about? Who was your character? And
yes.
Why?
So it was, that was, that still is one of my best artistic experiences, because I had worked with Weston and Austin Ray, two sisters that are now filmmakers, on two projects, one of which is the one that I won the awards for. And then they called me and they said, listen, we're helping a friend do this thing. He is a spectacular up-and-coming director, Joe Sill, and he has a passion for Star Wars. He wrote this short and wants to shoot it and put it up and go viral just before, this was a year ago, before the then new Star Wars movie is going to open. Would you be interested? And I said, absolutely. So I played the father of Kara, who is one who has the gift, and so she has the capacity to with energy to move things, stop things, make things happen. And we have been we have lost our path, and I am trying to get her back to home base, to where she will be connected to somebody that will be able to help her harness this gift and use it for good and not for bad. And we went to the desert dunes on the border with Mexico, and we shot one day, dawn to dusk, we were mic'd, but no lights. And everything you see is done in real time. We couldn't do more than one take on the same spot, in the same spot, because we had footsteps showing in on the dunes. And then there's one scene at night, which is the opening scene that we actually shot, lighting the fire that is between us and a fire next to us, so that we could have the light effect that the director wanted. And it was a spectacular experience. We had actual troopers coming to do the scene.
Stormtroopers. Actual stormtroopers.
Yes.
The
what?
Real one.
Oh, I
yes.
like that.
Yes.
From
and so this is a 8-minute short that went viral, and I'm very proud of, because it was just a work of love and passion. And of course, Joe Sill then spent a couple of days in a green room with for all the special effects that you will see. I had people calling me from Italy saying, you are on national radio in Italy, because they're talking about how amazing this movie is.
Wow.
And the movie did for Joe what he deserved. He went on to and is going on to direct, continuing
well,
to
if we want to see it, where would we be able to see
Vimeo
it now?
And YouTube.
Vibe, so it's still, yeah. And it's still, is it under Karma's a Bitch, or is it
no,
the
no,
Kara?
No, no, no. It's Kara,
different thing.
K-A-R-A,
okay.
A Star Wars film, both on Vimeo and on YouTube.
Okay, so everybody needs to look that up.
Yeah.
Now we got to finish up because we got to get to Annie. Now, congratulations on your book entitled Good Like This, a
Thank
novel,
you.
Which is available on Amazon.
Yes.
Now, that title draws a lot of mystery and intrigue for me personally. Can you please tell us what the book's about? Who... Now, there's a lot of questions for you to remember, but I think you can do it being an actor. Just think of it as memorizing lines. Who, can you tell us what the book's about? Who is your audience? What was the inspiration for writing the book? Was this your first book? Did you self-publish?
All right.
And go.
All right. So it is my first book.
Okay.
It's the inspiration is my life. I have type 1 diabetes. My father shot himself. And because he was a wonderful person, but also used a lot of drugs.
Okay.
And when he died, I thought, I'm never going to do that. Sorry.
Was it because he had type 1 diabetes?
No. Oh. I am the only one in the family. And when he died, I said, I'm never going to do that. And then I realized that what he did with the bullet, I was doing with diabetes by not taking care of myself. And so I thought, when I came out from the other side of the tunnel, I thought maybe there is a story here that is worth for others to hear, which is there isn't that much of a difference between an addict and somebody who chooses to not take care of themselves if they have a health condition.
Mm.
And so I used my personal experience and created a fictional story where this successful, wealthy New York City family, husband, wife, and six-year-old daughter, they live the life of what we believe is our dreams. They make the cover of magazines. They are successful. But behind closed doors, she is a drug addict in the closet. He is a badly managed diabetic about to lose his life. And their lives gets to the point of being completely lost and destroyed when their secrets come to the surface and they have to face their demons.
Oh.
And the story has a very positive, very uplifting, inspirational ending, because this is where my life went when I chose to deal with myself in a certain way as opposed to another.
Now, did you self-pub, real briefly, because
yes.
I want to get to Annie, and we only
yes.
got a couple minutes. Did you self-publish? And if so, just maybe three tips on how to self-publish.
Oh, it's super simple. Write your story, find somebody that can edit your story, either structurally or just, grammatically, depending on what.
Would that be a ghostwriter?
No.
Where would you look for that person?
Online. You just look for.
Like what title?
Editor.
It's an editor.
Just
yeah.
a book
yeah,
editor.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there are different levels of
copy
editing.
Editor.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Copy editing typically just edits grammar. And
okay.
typos.
Okay.
And then story editing, it's more structural.
Okay.
And they have different price points and different times
okay.
Of delivering the book
I
back.
I think there's a place called Readsy. I think that's what I use to find, right?
Spell that, please.
Reedsy. I'm pretty sure that's what I use to find a copy editor. But you can just ask,
yes,
on social
yes.
media,
just,
too. It's not that hard to find. There's
okay.
a bunch out there.
You'd be surprised how many people don't even know how to ask.
I'm using the phone to do this now, so I can't look up Readsy.
Yeah.
That's
but
right.
I'm pretty sure I remember Readsy.
Yes, yes.
R-E-A-D?
R-E-E-D-S-Y.com to find copy editors and
but it's really like it's a commodity. It's a commodity easily available,
okay.
accessible online. If
All
you
right.
just
so after,
that.
And then what do you do?
And then I just went to Create Space and published through Amazon.
Okay. Oh, through Amazon.
Yeah.
Okay. Real quick, we want to shout out to another person. Nair Delion is watching. Hey, Nair. Thank you for watching. All right. So let's move on to looking for some hot stuff, baby, this evening. And she is right here. Hey. Oh, my gosh. Listen to that sexy voice. Do you know if you ever had to supplement your income? Your voice is so sexy.
I could work on a
900
sex hotline.
Numbers would
is
take care of the bills because that is sexy.
I can attest to that.
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you. I bet you. You got a script ready for her every Friday night
at
midnight.
Oh, she improvises very
well. Okay, I need you to say this, Annie. This week, put that French maid outfit on. Oh my gosh! Now, real quick, Annie Wood is an award-winning playwright, actress, novelist, and visual artist, and she is a native of Hollywood. Can you believe it? She is a lifelong creative compulsive, and I love that. A lifelong creative compulsive. Never heard that. Totally original. I like that. Who is easily inspired. And Annie's award-winning playwright title came from a hit web series that she created, wrote, and stars in called Karma's a Bitch.
There it is.
And her newest series called Instant Karma, it's currently streaming, I believe. Oh, God, is this information?
It's not anymore.
Okay.
Because these are
the bios I got. It's not my fault, people.
Okay. They will be available on Amazon Prime and direct. I'm in the process.
Okay. So as an actress, you may have also seen. Now, Annie, this is where our lives intersect. All right. So you may have seen Annie in the Dane Cook, Jessica Alba film, Good Luck Chuck, and in the Nick Cassavetes film, My Sister's Keeper. She recurred on Ted Danson's sitcom, Becker, and was also a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. One of her most interesting and impressive credits is that she was the host. Are you ready for this? I need you to focus, people. Focus on this. She was the host and co-producer of the nationally syndicated dating game show called Buzz, which made her, are you ready for this, the third female solo dating game show host in the history of television. Now, that should be getting applause. I'm going to do.
Where's that?
All right, I'll say it again, and you got to give it to her. Annie Wood was the third female solo dating game show host in history of television. Yes! Woo! Yes! Yo! Wow, that's so impressive. And we're going to talk to her about that. As a novelist, Annie Wood has three novels, two rom-coms, and what the heck is that YA novel? What does that stand for?
Young adults.
I thought it might be something kinky. I was hoping, but you know, coming out in 2019 and is currently working on another one. Last but certainly not least, Annie is a visual artist whose work was recently seen in her solo debut art exhibit, Beautiful Imperfections, in Venice, Italy.
That was spectacular.
Just going to Italy is spectacular enough for me. Annie sells her artwork on her online Etsy website shop and on the international art site Saatchi. And you can sign up for Annie's monthly newsletter. See, the liquor's kicking in right now. Here we go. Let's start that again. You can sign up for Annie's monthly newsletter and get a free book at anniewood.com. Anniewood.com. We need the applause. Albert, I'm going to put that on Albert now. Thank you, Albert. There he is.
Yay.
He's got lots of jobs, though. He has to take the pictures and the video. He's got to do my sound effects. Oh, by the way, we have another person who just tuned in, Kathy Tessaloni. We just want to wave and say hi.
Hi, Kathy.
My gosh, the fans that are going to be. We're going to have so many more fans. Let's put this on the beautiful. Oh, isn't she beautiful?
My lighting. Oh, my God.
Okay.
The lighting is great.
We need a light. There is the lighting.
Wait, being
a native of Hollywood, ironically, I haven't met too many people who are natives of Los Angeles or Hollywood who are actually pursuing a career in the entertainment industry. I'm like, why? I know there are tons, but I have no idea where they are. So my first question is, do you feel that growing up in Hollywood inspired you to be an artist, or do you think that it would have been your destiny event, even if you were born in a small town in the Midwest?
Well, you know, I feel like there's a reason why I was born in Hollywood. It feels right.
Yeah.
But I came in this way. A lot of how I am, I feel, I always say I came in this way, just meaning that I've always wanted what I want, and I've always wanted to be an actress, and I always wrote and I always created.
Well, what was that title we called you? Are a lifelong creative compulsive.
Yeah. When I was three, there's a family friend who said she remembers when I was 3 years old, I put my hand on the television set over Carol Burnett's face and I said, I'm going to be in the television. I said in the television, but later I figured out how TVs work and realized that I'll be on.
Oh my gosh, I did the same thing. I was watching Carol Burnett, and remember the one show where she was doing the scene as Scarlett O'Hara, and she came down the steps
with her curtains.
I thought I would die.
That was
an inspiration for me. So tell me about your hit web series that you created, wrote, and star in, which I think we just talked about.
Yes, Karma's
a bitch. So I think he told pretty much what it's about.
Talked about Kara.
Kara. Yeah. I'm like, see, there we go. It's
so
like
Karma's
kicking
a bitch
it.
Is about Karma coming down to earth. I play Karma. Karma comes down to earth and she makes people to take responsibility for their actions.
Okay.
There's 16 episodes in season one. We did this a few years ago, Roundabout Productions and myself, Eric Curtis, Liz Benham. Hey, if you guys are out there. We shot 16 episodes. It was awesome. It was up on YouTube when it got all those views. It won Best of the Web on Virgin America. It was on In-Flight Entertainment. It was a lot of fun.
What inspired you to write this show?
I just thought, wouldn't it be great? Like, I think it really started when I let somebody, I was driving and I let someone go in front of me. And I just don't understand why they don't give the wave. It's so easy to do. I think this was on a Seinfeld episode as well. Where it's like, how hard is it to give a wave?
Give a wave.
So I think that way as well. And so I was just thinking of kind of these small things. Wouldn't it be nice if something immediately happened that make that person like change their ways and do the right thing, which is just say thank you for the love of God. And so I thought, you know what? Karma. Karma.
Yes.
Let's
Karma's
have Karma adults. Take care of this. Karma's like a superhero. She comes down and she's like, you know what? I don't like what you did. She sticks her tongue out. She goes, and then a sound happens and magic happens and something bad happens to that person.
Ooh,
well, because
like
this
that.
Is why Karma is a bitch, because she tends
to overreact.
So
it's the series is a lot of fun. I love it. And then I met someone, Damien Marturama. I always say his name wrong. Marturama, my producer for Instant Karma. We have several of those. It's still the same character, but it's shorter episodes. And both of these go back to back, and all of it's going to be up on Amazon soon.
Yeah, all right. Now, you said that it was a hit web series, and I have been asked this question a lot via email. People want to know what constitutes and makes a web series a hit as opposed to a non-hit web series.
Oh, I think just views. Just
okay.
People watching it, and maybe if it wins something or stuff like that.
Okay. so they can get their web series to be labeled a hit too just by promoting it, doing their, you know, promotion and networking and marketing.
You gotta get eyes. You gotta get
pump
eyes on it.
It up. Pump it up. Yep. I mean, it seems common sense to me, but you know, like everybody has common sense. Now, oh my God, can you believe this?
That's the 5 minute warning.
Okay. So, real quick. You were an actress on the Dane Cook, Jessica Alba film, Good Luck Chuck, and I was actually asked to audition for that, and they wanted to cast me, and I couldn't do it because I had a prior commitment, but we would have been in the same film,
wow.
So I just thought that was funny. And another thing was, I was blown away that you were a guest on The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. Wait, hold on, I brought my picture. Wait, I'll put it right in front of here. Now, this is what Annie and I have in common. Can you see that, people? Wait, that's me.
You were on the show?
I was in the audience, and you know how, I don't know if you're familiar with, there we are, that's me and Jay Leno. So I got tickets, we had some people visiting from out of town, and I got tickets to be in the audience, and I said to myself, oh, hell no, I will be up on that stage. So they used to... Thank you, Peter Arpacella, for taking it. Jay Leno used to talk to people in audience, and then he would bring them up and ask questions. I got up there, and then I actually was quite funny, and he's like, okay, you can't have my job. Get off the stage. But that's what they would do. They would take a picture with you. So that was, what were you doing on the Jay Leno show?
I was a guest. This is when I... when I hosted the dating game show Buzz back in the late 90s. And I was a guest on the show and interviewed. Jeff Goldblum was on that day, and a sporty guy that I can't remember right now. It was great. And then I was also on Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Yeah.
It was really cool. And during that time, I was I traveled around the country promoting the show. So I was on a lot of
I can't
talk
believe
shows
I missed that,
like that,
because I am all about game shows, dating shows.
To,
I don't
if you
know
go to my website, how there, I missed that. You'll, if you go to anniewood.com, this is where all my links are. And you'll see videos there, too, under acting and hosting. And you can see some YouTube clips
of Buzz.
Oh, I want
to see it.
Yeah, and it's pronounced Buzz.
Buzz. Yeah. Okay, Buzz.
And here, this I made this. This is some art that I brought you.
Oh, we are moving on to her art. Again, one.
This is a
unicorn. Oh, wait a minute. I want to. Wait. Let's see. What? Oh.
This is a silver unicorn. It's so lucky. It's
you know why we're showing that? Because Annie is what's called. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Annie is a visual. Oh, my gosh. Well, she is a visual. She's an artist, pretty much. She's got so much going on. I feel like we're going to have to bring them back because I have like two more pages of things. But you published two books on your own, which is Dandy Day. I hope I get this right. Dandy Day, Quantum Love Adventure, and your first young adult novel, Girl in the Whirl, right?
Dandy Day, and the second one is Just a Theory, a Quantum Love Adventure.
That is time. Can you believe that? Okay, where can we find your books?
Dandy Day is published, actually traditionally published, not self-published, traditionally published. All of them will be traditionally published this year. You can go to Amazon and find Dandy Day now. And the other two will come out this year.
So go to anniewood.com and everything
and
is there.
You'll see all the links there, but Dandy Day is on Amazon.
And she's an artist, so sign up for Annie's blog for her updates for her next books.
I also have an art fund that I'm very excited about, and it's a tax write-off if you donate. If you go to my Facebook page or go to anniewood.com and click on Become an Art Patron, you can read about this art installation I'm creating about trailblazing women, and I will send you a free book no matter how much you donate.
Free book. Go to one more time.
Anniewood.com.
Anniewood.com.
Click on Be a Patron of the Arts, and you can read all about this thing that I'm doing about trailblazing women.
Oh, she and
very quickly.
And Annie Wood is a trailblazer. She does beautiful mixed media pieces. My favorite is El Teatro della Vita, which means I wrote
theater
it down. The
of
Theater
life.
Of Life. And you got to check out her mixed media. And she was made of gold leaf given to her by Major of Remini.
The mayor of Remini.
Okay, we got to go. All right, well, as you can see, these two are so beautiful. Thank you so much for coming on the show, Annie Wood.
Thank you,
Peter Arpasella.
Thank you, everyone, for watching and tuning in.
Thank you, Albert.
Bye-bye.
We are going to have them back on, so you just stay tuned. We're going to have him back on because I got like four more pages of stuff we didn't get to cover. All right, sweeties. Hey, we're going to have Jason Michael Kennedy on the show March 3rd. He is the casting director for NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, NCIS New Orleans. So that you got to tune into that. Again, it's March 3rd at 5 o'clock. Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.